Over the years, local governments have turned to private companies to manage more and more of the American penal system. In some cases, prisons themselves, but also probation and drug treatment services, transportation, and phone systems. In Chehalis, Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity takes a look at the newest frontier in this trend, jail visitation.
Until this past fall, Joel Goff had never set foot in Lewis County Jail. Then his son was arrested.
Yeah, we were just going to go there visit our son. And so I was really expecting to go empty my pockets, go into a room and, you know, glass area, you know, and have a chair just like you see on TV and stuff. And no.
Instead, Goff found there would be no human contact. A clerk directed him to a computer where he could set up an account. Video visits would cost 50 cents a minute from a jail monitor or his home computer.
Welcome to the HomeWave video visitation system. Think of it as a type of Skype while your loved one is detained. Ready to get started?
Goff says he experienced technical difficulties from the start.
We either could get voice with no video or video with no voice.
What he found more frustrating was having to pay.
I don't think that's right to have to go down and pay to talk to a loved one.
There was a minimum deposit and a service fee on every transaction. When his son was transferred, there was money left on the account and no way to get it back. Jail administrator Kevin Hansen defends the system. He says face-to-face visits have their own costs.
So if they got to drive 5 miles, 10 miles, what is that, a gallon of gas? How much is that going to cost you? $4. So for $4, you can stay at home, go down to your local library where they have internet service, if you don't have internet service at home, and pay visitation.
Hansen also sees benefits for the jail's bottom line.
We used to dedicate 2 full days of staff labor to visitation, $20 an hour for 16 hours a week. It's a significant savings to the taxpayers.
At first, Hansen says he wasn't looking to do video visits. What he wanted was a way to conduct some court hearings over a video connection to avoid bringing inmates to the courthouse. HomeWave offered a way to pay for both.
I ended up killing 2 birds with 1 stone, and it was cost neutral. It didn't cost me a dime to install any of this.
Here's how it works. HomeWave installs video stations in each cell block at no cost to the jail. Then it charges families for each video visit. Lewis County takes a 40% cut, and HomeWave keeps the rest. More than 500 facilities around the country have adopted video systems so far, ostensibly as a way to save taxpayers money. But prisoners' rights advocate Carrie Wilkinson says that argument misses the point.
I think as a society, if we're going to incarcerate people, you have to pay the costs that are associated with that. If that means you have to have guards to staff so that people can come to visit their loved ones, then that's part of the deal.
She also questions the high prices charged by vendors, pointing out that Skype, for instance, is free. Rick Smith is CEO of Securus, one of the largest video visitation providers in the country.
Remember, you're talking about a prison, you're talking about thick, reinforced concrete walls that have to be punched and drilled. It's a totally hardened unit made out of steel. The glass on it is touch sensitive, so it's a tremendous investment for us, and we have to recoup that in some way.
Vendors set pricing in their contract proposals. During negotiations, they work with jail administrators to adjust visitation rules so the video systems will be profitable.
And that usually means, if you're them and you ran the numbers, that would mean, I have to increase the amount of video activity and decrease the level of physical contact. So that's just the economics of that.
County officials in Dallas recently faced backlash at a public hearing for considering a Securus proposal that would have eliminated free and in-person visits altogether. Dallas officials scrapped that plan in favor of more access for visitors. But at a number of other county jails, from Oregon to Mississippi to Wisconsin, paid visits are the only option. Lewis County's contract with HomeWave limits free visitation to 1 hour a month. In practice, jail administrators are ignoring even that. No in-person visits at all. And, says Kevin Hansen, if you want a free visit in Lewis County...
I guess it's up to them to have to show me that they don't have any money.
Hansen says his office makes exceptions on a case-by-case basis, but the jail doesn't advertise that possibility, and it's an intimidating place to ask for special treatment.
I wouldn't have even imagined that that was the case. I doubt very many people would try.
Lori Blurton works at the local mall and video visits her stepdaughter in jail whenever she can. These days, it doesn't happen much. Blurton says she's the lone breadwinner in her family, and she doesn't often have cash to spare.
$10 means a lot. You know, that's milk and bread and stuff for a week.
Without being able to stay in touch, Blurton says she can't help but feel she's letting her daughter down.
You know, I keep hoping for the best, but it seems like when she's in there and the only influence she has is people who are also in jail, it doesn't seem like she gets much of a chance when she gets out to do anything different other than what she did to get in there.
Blurton says she understands how video visitation could make things easier on families that live far away. In her case, the jail is a 5-minute walk from home. In Chehalis, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio.